We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Group Therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Hey, real quick, a catch-up after the Memorial Day weekend. Mark, you got a highlight?
We got away, went down to the coast for a couple of days, went down to Amelia Island, and Caroline, my 7-year-old, she's always been talking about she wants to go fishing, wants to go fishing. Well, I figured a 7-year-old little girl is not going to enjoy fishing. So I grabbed a rod and a reel, and we went down to the marsh and threw the line in, thinking she would get bored real fast. But Jen, Curtis, she loved it. She loved every second of fishing, so I cannot wait to take her fishing again. Huge highlight for me.
Awesome.
That is adorable. For my family, we got away as well over Memorial Day, and if you can do it safely, I highly recommend it. We snuck away to the beach for a few days, and it was just a great change of scenery. I mean, after all this craziness, and we tried to stay away from the parts of the beach that were busy, and we stayed away from the crowds, but just being able to get some fresh air and get out of town was really, really great therapy, I think, for all of us. And highlight for me was watching my girls play with the stuff in the sand. They discovered coquinas and how coquinas wiggle, you know, the little shells with the animals inside that wiggle their way back into the sand. Mm-hmm. And we discovered these blue button jellyfish were washing up on the shore, and they were washing up in droves, and they were like the most beautiful things. And we were scooping them up in buckets and throwing them back in, and just kind of the simple stuff, I think, is so great. So that was a highlight for our family for sure. And Curtis, what about you? Highlight for your Memorial Day weekend?
My highlight, I didn't go anywhere, but I played dog uncle. One of my neighbors, he had to go out of town to do something for a few hours, like half a day. And I got to keep his dog, and we walked the trails around the Chattahoochee. I came back and I cooked, and him and I just curled up on the sofa and watched TV. So it was nice to have like a little furry companion here. So that was my highlight of the weekend.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is so great. All right, and coming up next, I want to check in with you, Curtis, on how everything has been going for you, because you made a big decision last week to quit smoking. So coming up here in 3 minutes, we'll check in with you, see how that's been going, seeing if you're sticking with it, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll do that coming up next on Star 94.1.
We're back with Group Therapy on Jen and Friends.
Nikki is calling from Smyrna this morning. Hey, friend. Welcome to Jen and Friends.
Hi.
Hey,
oh, I feel kind of bad, but I am actually calling to call Curtis out on something. I know he's trying to quit smoking, and I just feel like his co-hosts and friends need to know that I busted Curtis having a cigarette this weekend.
Curtis!
were you smoking it up this weekend?
I did have a cigarette this weekend. I did have a cigarette this weekend. Mark asked me last week, he says, Curtis, he said, do you have a fear of this weekend, you know, being a party weekend or a celebration weekend, that you're going to go drinking and smoking? And honestly, I didn't have a fear of that. I was like, okay, I got this. But I did break down, and I had a cigarette this weekend.
Oh, and Nikki, you spotted him doing it? How did you know it was Curtis? Like, how did you bust him?
I have a friend that lives in his building, and he was like, oh, that's Curtis from Jen and Friends. And then it kind of looked like he was, like, hiding, and I was like, what is he doing? And he was like, oh, yeah, it's a non-smoking building, so he probably won't get caught.
Dude, you just got caught. Called. out.
It is extremely hard to quit, I will admit. And like I said on the show last week, I said, you know, some days are it's hard. Some days are more challenging than others. One day I broke down, I had a puff. And as soon as I lit it, I felt bad and I put it back out. And I went and walked. I walked about 5 miles that day to keep my mind off of a cigarette. I was great for a few days. And then one day I had another cigarette. You know, it's going to be an ongoing battle. It really is. Mm-hmm. And I have friends who have quit smoking for 20 years. And they say, you know, Curtis, every once in a while, I'll have that craving for one.
Oh, yeah.
And I realize this is going to be a battle for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I quit 10 years ago and it still creeps up. It's still every once in a while that craving, or you'll smell somebody, you'll walk by somebody or somebody in their car will have one. And you'll go, oh, I remember the days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my question for you, Curtis. Why do you still have them around? That's like torturing yourself. You got to throw those away.
You know, Jen, and it's my fault. And you said that. You said last week. So I'd given my neighbor all of the cigarettes I had left, all the packs of cigarettes I had in my cabin, I gave him. And then when I drove to walk around the river and I looked in the console of my truck and I had 2 cigarettes in my console that I did not throw away. And I was like, wow, maybe since it's been a few days, maybe I can just smoke one and see how it is to see if I'm okay.
Oh,
and that's what I did.
Those little devils. Those little devils will come and get you. They're
so
on
Curtis,
that one shoulder. They're going, smoke me, Curtis, smoke me.
When you got done with that one cigarette, did you feel relieved or depressed? Because you said you had a puff and you hated it. But how about the whole thing?
I felt horrible, to be honest with you. I really did. I felt horrible.
Really?
It was like that first puff. I was like, wow, this is so good. This is so great. And then on the other hand, I was like, wait a minute. What did I just do? What just happened? Why did I do this? You know, I've been doing so well. So I felt guilty about it. And I really thank Sean for what he's done. I really appreciate him because I don't think without him, I could have done it by myself. I think the temptation would have been a lot worse if it wasn't for him.
Mm-hmm. Curtis is talking about Sean Wheeler, who's the hypnotherapist who hypnotized Curtis to help him quit smoking. And it sounds like so far, other than that one puff and the one cigarette, you've been doing great. Don't let it make you fall completely off the rails. Stick with it. And last question for you before we wrap up here, Curtis, how can we help you? How can the rest of the show and your friends support you?
Just send me positive thoughts. You know, that's all I really need is just positive thoughts, positive energy. You know, a lot of our listeners, they've reached out. They've sent me messages on my Instagram page. You know, Curtis, I'm here for you. I'm trying to quit too. You know, we can partner up. If ever you're craving one, just reach out to me or, you know, I'll reach out to you. So I just need positive thoughts. That's all I need is positive energy, positive thoughts.
All right. Send those vibes our way to the text line 51539. And Curtis will be reading all your messages. That text line's 51539.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.